easy on you, do they?
Well, yeah, the last few weeks we've had really good football teams and really good quarterbacks, and you're talking about Aaron and the Green Bay Packers. They do a wonderful job. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback coming up. He runs their offense. He's got really good pocket presence in the pocket. He's an athlete that he can beat you with his feet or his arm. He's got tremendous arm strength. He can get himself out of trouble. He's made a lot of plays on third down conversions, you know, going deep with the ball. He's a playmaker. And what you notice on film when you watch him, not only his athletic ability and how he runs the offense, but all the receivers play extremely hard for him. You know, it kind of reminds me back in the days with Denver when with Peyton Manning, that the guys don't want to let him down. If you look at their receiving core, they're all very productive. They're all very, very similar. They do a great job of competing for the ball, catching it, and afterwards have very good run after the catch. I'm not saying their time speed is like, you know, the best in the league, but I'll tell you what, they have really good rack ability, which means run after the catch and make you miss in space. They do a great job with that receiving core, you know, Cobb and also they utilize him in the backfield. They'll put him back there and run the ball with him, or they'll flare him out. And so he's a threat that way. And then Nelson has been there for quite a while, and he's, you know, a crafty receiver. You can play him in press coverage. He does a good job versus press. Really good job with him and Aaron on back shoulder throws, so he's a threat. And like I said, all those receivers we've been very impressed with. Also in their tight end core, they've got three of them. I think Cook's been injured a little bit, but they do a great job with those guys and putting them in different positions. Sometimes they'll be in a normal tight end location. Sometimes they'll flex them out. Sometimes they'll put them back in the backfield and use them as lead blockers. So from that standpoint, we have our hands full. At the running back position, they've had some injuries there with Lacey and Starks. And Montgomery's come in, who has given them a really good not only a run threat because of his athletic ability, but also his receiving skills coming out of the backfield. So he'll also be a challenge for us. So overall, it's a really good offensive football team that, like I said, last week and the week before, we've got another challenge in front of us.
How much does it change things for you preparation-wise, considering all the injuries that they've had?
Well, I think, you know, the last 2 weeks against Dallas where they majority of the time they came up in those two games, it's what's possibly what we're going to see. Now, we're prepared for everything, so we went through everything from every game they've played for probably the last 2 years. So our players will be well prepared for whatever we receive in terms of any type of personnel package or what they do with those personnel packages.
I had a couple questions on Vic. What have you seen from him this year that you weren't seeing?
Well, I think last year it's like anyone. I mean, you look at Vic and you look at the rest of the young rookies, it's year two. I think they understand the game a little bit more. He's having a much better get off on a consistent basis, beating people off the outside edge. I think what happens with that, it becomes more confidence. It's anytime you do something and you start to get better and better at it, you develop more confidence. And so over the last few weeks, he's been productive, and I love not only his sacks that he has for, you know, take that and put that aside, but, you know, go back to the Seattle game. He made a couple key plays, and, you know, where the quarterback, Russell, flushed out of the pocket, and Russell got a first down on it, but he was an inside hole player. We used him, and his effort and his, you know, just his toughness of running, trying to go get to him. Or remember the play, it was might have been a third down and two situation, where all of a sudden he scrambled, and then all of a sudden he dumped the ball off to a back that got away from a man that was in man coverage. Well, you watch his turn and his pursuit and went after the ball. So from all those standpoint, he's getting much better. And like I said, he's been working on a daily basis, and I'm glad that he's had some production, and hopefully he can continue it.
Do you see him as an end or a linebacker?
I think he can play either one of them. He put in and played our Sam linebacker position, and we do have depth at that position with Wheeler. So those two guys are a very good complement with each other, and also he's an edge rusher on nickel situations. So either or, I don't see him just as a one-dimensional football player. You can man him up against a tight end. You can rush him. You can play run defense with him. So like I said, he's a gifted athlete, and that's why we drafted him in the position we drafted him at.
Finally, him with – on a personality basis, he seems so kind of laid back and mellow. What difference do you see on the field? Have you ever seen him get really just mad?
Well, on game day, I'm up in the box, so I can't tell you on game day. But what, overall, like, everybody's personality is different. My personality is different than your personality. And you, as a coach, you have to allow the guys to have their own personalities. If not, he wouldn't feel comfortable. But once again, the minute you touch the grass, it's all business. And we try to emphasize that not just to him, to every one of our football players. This is, every rep is critical. I don't care if you're going through a walkthrough or it's a real rep in practice, because hopefully you practice the way you're going to play, and hopefully it carries over into the game.
Anyone else?
You coach Julius Peppers. What about him makes him such a good player?
Well, first of all, he's a gifted athlete, and when I was there, that I was in the linebacker core. He was at the defensive line position, but he was being around him, he's a phenomenal specimen. He's got the size, he's got the length, he's got the flexibility, and more importantly, what impressed me the time that I was at Carolina with him, he was a he's a Pro Bowl player, and I had the most respect for him as a player. Then you go meet him as a person, he's very quiet. He doesn't like attention. He's not a person that trying to get media attention and things like that. And that was probably the most impressive thing that I saw on him. And also, when you were at practice, this guy practiced hard. It wasn't like, hey, I got it, I'm a Pro Bowl player, I've been in the league for so many years. When he lined up, he went at practice. And besides being a very gifted athlete.